This Ethiopian spearman. An Egyptian diplomat says two teams of Egyptian mediators are in Israel and the Palestinian territories to continue talks on firming up a ceasefire deal and securing a longer-term calm. The diplomat says Saturday that discussions include implementing agreed-on measures in Gaza and Jerusalem, including ways to prevent practices that led to the latest fighting. The official, though, did not elaborate. He was apparently referring to tensions at the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the planned eviction of Palestinian families from the Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood in East Jerusalem. Meantime, U.S. President Joe Biden says there has been no shift in his commitment to Israel's security, but insisted a two-state solution that includes a state for Palestinians remains the only answer to that conflict. Mr. Biden spoke at a White House news conference on the first full day of a ceasefire after 11 days of Israeli-Hamas fighting that killed well over 200 people, most of them Palestinians in Gaza. Mr. Biden also downplayed the idea that the newly ended fighting had opened a rift among Democrats, as scores of Democrats split with Biden's quiet diplomacy with ally Israel and publicly demanded instead a ceasefire. The Iraqi government, for the first time, is expected to bring home about 100 Iraqi families from a sprawling camp in Syria next week. It's a move that U.S. officials see as a hopeful sign in a long, frustrated effort to repatriate thousands from the camp, known as a breeding ground for young insurgents. Marine General Frank McKenzie is the top U.S. general for the Middle East. On an unannounced visit to Syria Friday, he expressed optimism that the transfer from the camp will happen.